You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. So, Lord God, we love you. Welcome to this time of prayer, this time of praising the Lord, attending ourselves unto the Lord God Almighty. I am Mika, and you are blessed, and we are praying. That simple. That simple. And so, Father God, we just thank you. We praise you. Hallelujah. We turn our attention to you. We set our mouths on you, giving you praise. We cast our cares on you, for you care for us. So every care, hallelujah, concerning us, you desire it. We cast it to you because you care, you care, you care for us. Can we just wait a minute? We are casting our cares today because God cares for us. So whatever the cares are, cares that's weighing us down, cares that's plaguing our mind, cares that we find ourselves rehearsing, cares that cause us to wonder, cares that cause us to question, cares that causes us to feel of a thing, cares that make us cry, cares of grief, cares of disappointment, cares of letdown, cares of betrayal, cares of the unknown, cares of what tomorrow holds, cares within our profession, cares within our finances, cares within our physical body, cares within our business. We cast them now at your feet, oh God. Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm. What I'm reminded of is when Jesus entered into Jerusalem on a donkey, that began that Holy Week, that Passion Week, that time of him marching forward to the cross in full obedience to the Lord God Almighty, to our God, to God the Father. Hallelujah. What I'm reminded of is how they threw off their articles of clothing, how they threw off and threw the palm, the leaves of the palm tree, at his feet. Mm-hmm. That's the vision that I just got. Amen. And so we are casting. Yes, Lord. We are casting. Yeah, I am basando. We are casting our cares today. Mm-hmm. My God. We're casting our cares to God. Thank you, God. We thank you that you care for us that much, that all of the cares, the heavy, the light, the complicated, the easy, the entangled, the make sense cares, the cares that don't make sense. God, we thank you that the little cares, the big cares, we thank you that all of the cares concerning our children, cares concerning our parents, cares concerning our family, our siblings, cares concerning our significant others. We thank you, oh God. Mm-hmm. That you are inviting us into this place of casting our cares, that you are inviting us to the place and saying, give it to me, son, give it to me, daughter. Oh, Lord, that you are inviting us, mm-hmm, into that place where your yoke is easy and your burden is light. You are casting, you are calling us into a place, hallelujah, inviting us Ah, yes, God. Inviting us. Inviting us to cast our cares. Thank you. We received that invitation. Because what are the cares doing for us? What really are they doing for us? How really are we benefiting from carrying the cares, from conforming, from conforming to the cares? How really are we benefiting from that place of even the caressing of the cares, the nurturing, the tending to the cares? Oh no, oh no. We're nursing wounds. We're nursing that which we desire God to move in and to step in and to bless us in a way to move by your outstretched hand. It says in 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Yes, Lord. Casting all your care upon him, all your anxiety upon him, all your fear, hallelujah, all your worry, hallelujah, all, we're casting all on you, for you care. And some of us need to know that. Some of us in this right now need to know that you, God, care for us. You care about what concerns us. You care about what is contending with us. And in the Psalms, it says that you will contend with that which contends with us. I want to read it out of the Amplified. It says, casting all your cares, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all on him, for he cares about you with deepest affection and watches over you very carefully. Oh,
can we just breathe that in?
He watches over us very carefully. Where for those of us who feel alone, for those of us who feel neglected, for those of us who feel disappointed, for those of us who feel overlooked, for those of us who feel forgotten. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, oh God. I thank you, oh God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you care about us with deepest affection and watches over us very carefully. You care about that physical ailment. You care about that thing that's keeping us up at night. You care about that which is causing us to cry. You care. So we thank you, Lord. So we thank you, Lord. So we thank you, Lord. And we bless you, Lord. And we praise you, Lord. We thank you for being in the midst right now. We thank you for tending to our every need. We thank you for forgiving us. We thank you, oh God, for a spirit of forgiveness, helping us to forgive. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for a sound mind that only you can usher us into. And we declare and decree right now, sound mind. We thank you for the mind of Christ. We take every thought captive and bring it into the obedience of Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Heavenly Father, for making a way out of no way. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, O God. We thank you, O God. We thank you for the plans that you have for us. Oh, yes, he has plans for you. He has plans for you that is at work, in progress now, even when we don't see it, feel it. There's no hints of it. The truth is, the plan, his plan, even when it goes awry, it goes different than what we expected, or it goes a direction that we weren't expecting, or a door closed. Your plan is at work. So we thank you, oh God, even sometimes that door needs to close. We weren't expecting it to close. That relationship needed to end or it needed to turn. We weren't expecting that. But your plan for us is at work. You have a plan. You have a plan. We thank you for the plan and the promise and the purpose that you have concerning us. We thank you that you are the one that will cause all things to work together for our good. For we love you and are called according to your purpose, O God. We thank you for your purpose. We thank you for the promise that you are promise keeper, that you are way maker, that you are mountain mover, that you are able to do the extreme thing, the impossible thing, the hard thing. Is anything too hard for me, saith the Lord? There's nothing too hard for you. You are God, creator of heaven and earth. There is nothing too hard for you. Be exalted in the land, O God. Be exalted in our life, O God. Be exalted in our hearts, O God. Be exalted in our minds, O God. Be exalted in our souls, O God. Be exalted in the situation, O God. Be exalted, hallelujah, rebasa, in our finances, O God. Be exalted in everything concerning us. Be exalted in the relationships. Be exalted in the marriages. Be exalted while we wait. Ah, oh God, be exalted, hallelujah, while we find ourselves in a long suffering prayer place. Oh, be exalted, oh God. For long suffering is a fruit of the Spirit. Be exalted in that place where we've been waiting years and some decades. Be exalted, oh God. Be exalted. Show us, oh God. Show us, oh God. Show us and help us. Show us how to trust you through the storm. Show us, oh God. Remind us, hallelujah, how to trust you through it all. How to lean on you and not our own understanding. Hallelujah. Show us, oh God, where we have forgotten. Hallelujah. Rebaso. Rebas. Yeah. Where we have forgotten, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, O God. We bless you, O God. We bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name, O God. We bless your name, O God. We bless your name right now, O God. We thank you, 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 Lord Jesus. We thank you, O God, for giving us eyes to see and ears to hear, O God. Enlighten the eyes of our understanding that we may know the hope of your calling, O God. O Lord, as we present ourselves to you in this time, renew our minds, O God. Let us be transformed, O God, by such renewing, O God, that we are conformed to you and not our situations, that we are conformed to you and not the circumstance, that we are conformed to you and not the emotions and the feelings that's arising up, that we are conformed to you and are walking by faith, hallelujah, and not by sight, O God. We ask for wisdom right now, Heavenly Father. We ask, Lord God, that you will give us wisdom, and we are confident in the place. We are confident. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yerebo soto basia. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We just give you glory right now. We just give you glory right now. We just give you glory right now. We give you praise right now. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, O God. I thank you for your peace, Lord God. Let your peace overtake your sons and daughters, O God. Let your peace fill every home under the sound of my voice. Let your peace fill every environment, every atmosphere, hallelujah, under the that we go into, O God, that we're operating in, that we're working in, Lord God, that we're meeting in, that where there is stress and arguing, O God, and distress, let your peace and contention and bitterness, let your peace break up, hallelujah, those stale places, foul places. Lord God, give us your peace that surpasses all understanding. We ask for a peace, your peace that surpasses all understanding. We ask for peace. We ask, O God, that you will be a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path, that your word will be that which guides us. We thank you, O God, for speaking your word to us as a lamp, your word to us as a compass, your word to us that we cleave to, that we hold on to, hallelujah, for dear life. That is what we hold on to. You are our hope and our faith and our light and our salvation. We hold on to your word. So, Holy Spirit, I thank you that we each may need a different word. I thank you for giving us your word to be still and know that I am God, your word to trust me with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, and in all your ways acknowledge me, saith the Lord, and I will direct your path. Your word that the battle is not ours, but yours, Lord. Your word that vengeance is yours. Your word that you fight on our behalf. Your word, O God, that we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Your word, O God, that we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. Your word, O God, that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Your word, O God, hallelujah. Your word, O God, your word, hallelujah. Your word, O God, we thank you for your word, the daily bread of your word. Your word is what we need. Your presence is what we long for. O God, as the deer panteth by the brook, so do our souls. We're panting for you, O God. Oh, Lord Jesus, and help us to be aware that really this is my soul panting for God. So let me not turn to a man. Let me not turn to a woman. Let me not turn to lust. Let me not turn to pride. Let me not turn to self in a masturbatory way. Let me not turn. Let us not keep us from turning. Keep us from turning. Let us not turn to vain ambitions. Let us not turn, hallelujah, rebasaya, to the seeking of riches and things of the world. But let us turn to you, O God. Minister to us in those voided places, hurting places, depleted places, hungry places, thirsty places, longing places. Minister to us. Minister to us, Lord. Minister to us. Thank you for sending your angels to minister to us in our left ear and right ear. Thank you for sending your angels to protect us. Thank you for sending your angels to comfort us. Thank you, O God, wherever there is fear. Hallelujah. Thank you for your peace and for your love. Thank you, O God. Thank you in those places that we need to know your word, that we are forgiven, your word that you forgive us, that you love us, your word that you care for us, your word that I have not forgotten you, that I will never leave ye nor forsake thee. Oh, thank you, God, for your word that by your stripes we are healed. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your love. Thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your grace. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. Shalom.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.